welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
So welcome back to the Pretty Corrupt podcast, a Kiki and Kibitz production. So this week's episode is The Real Housewives of David Foster. Yes, it's an episode for all of David Foster's ages and hairstyles. Why shouldn't we do an episode featuring the women that have helped to prop up the ego of one of music's greatest producers? They brought meaning to his life. They're his inspiration. I mean, who says that Canadians can't have an edge? Nice British Columbians don't marry girls 2 years older than their youngest daughter. And we believe that all five of these women are stars in their own right, because David Foster has got nothing, nothing, nothing if he doesn't have a wife. So I am Stacey Noel Connor here with my co-host, the man with the ultimate Rolodex. If this was the 80s and Rolodexes were still a thing, Jordan Ross Myers, and the son of Evelyn Cohen's cousin's high school best friend, Nate Safer.
So, yeah, thank you.
Gentlemen, shall we?
Well, I just, before we start, I wanted a correction from last week. I was not in Bali shooting Below Deck Med. I was actually off the coast of Long Beach shooting a new spinoff, Below Deck Sea Org. And produced by the Scientology Network. And I was, again, not with Rob and Jessica, but I was with Shelley, redacted last name. Oh. And it's going to be a good show. I think you should look out for it. It's going to be great.
We're looking forward to it. Is it on the Sea Org network on DirecTV?
I don't think I'm at liberty to say.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So
I really can't talk a lot about it.
All right, guys. So we're going to go through the cast list, and then we're going to discuss them all and then like what can happen in this franchise to keep everything running. So we're going to go through this by chronological order by all of David Foster. So basically this is mostly the ex-wives of David Foster.
And, he has many.
Yes. And one current wife. So we have his first ex-wife, which is BJ Cook. They were married from 1972 to 1981. The second housewife, second star is Rebecca Dyer. They were married from 1982 to 1986 and produced his two most famous daughters, Sarah and Erin. He does have five daughters total. So his third and probably, well, I don't know. We're going to talk about this. His third wife is Linda Thompson, mother of Brody and Brandon Jenner. And they were married from 1991 to 2005. His fourth wife is the wonderful Dutch model Yolanda Hadid, and they were married from 2011 to 2017. And if you watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, then you watched that marriage crumble.
I don't think they'd be listening to us if they haven't watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Well, you know what? You never know, though. Yeah. Maybe they just got into Housewives, you know? So not everybody is like us. Well, no. Like you and I, Jordan, because Nate doesn't watch them either. So we just let him talk.
Rude.
Always. And then we have his current wife, Catherine McPhee. They married back just last June, 2019. So yes, these are all the lovely ladies, and we're going to talk about all of them. So, gentlemen. The first two, BJ and Rebecca, we really don't know a ton about, especially Rebecca, we don't know a ton about. Mm. I could not find very much information, but that was his shortest marriage, but produced three daughters, Sarah, Erin, and Jordan. So
no, Rebecca was the mother of Sarah, Erin, and Jordan.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But I don't know if anybody saw this. Sarah and Erin, they're really funny, and they had an Office-esque reality TV parody series called Barely Famous, which they poked fun at themselves and at their dad and everything. And it was a funny show. I liked it. I think you can find it streaming like on YouTube or on Netflix, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I also know Sarah was back in 2002, she was one of the earliest hosts of ET on MTV. which was the Entertainment Tonight spinoff when slightly before when I started there. And she was replaced by Maria Menounos, who she was on TV fairly early.
It's kind of sad though how all his stepchildren go on to be way more famous than his own children.
True.
Yeah.
We have Brody, the Hadids. What do we call them? Do they have a name yet? Gigi and Bella?
A group name?
I mean, they're Gigi and Bella. They're famous enough. They're just Gigi and Bella. You don't even have to add Hadid to that.
They've reached one name status. I mean, I guess Brody Jenner sort of has, even though Brody's just a douche frat name. But if you say Brody in reality terms, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Gigi and Bella, those are one names. You know who exactly. Mm-hmm. Hell, Anwar is too, even though he's not well known. It's just an unusual name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. And, BJ Cook, his first wife, they have a daughter, Amy. And she, I mean, I found like one site that had a bunch of information on her. Like, they were in a band together called Skylark because they're both from Victoria, British Columbia. Mm. And then this band is from Vancouver. And then they had like one hit called Wildflower that neither one of them wrote. But then they moved down to LA to make it. But in David Foster fashion, apparently he really wants a housewife. That's what he wants. He tends to marry very strong, opinionated, like independent women. But then he wants them to be Stepford Wives.
Yeah.
And they're not.
He's not doing that right.
No, he's not doing it right at all. And apparently BJ, like, she really helped him, like, get his career started because she'd been a club singer for a while in Vancouver. And so she knew how to pound the pavement and, like, talk to people. And from what this article was saying, David really wasn't that type of guy. And so she helped him do that and like helped him network and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were married, you know, they were married for nine years.
Yeah.
And they were together for 10. So apparently they were together for a year, then they got married. And then, so they were together for 10 years. So she did a lot of that, but she really, she was an ex-housewife who resented.
And doing the math, and I bet you she got pregnant and that's why they married.
Well, apparently, apparently they were dating. They got married and then she got pregnant right away. But there could be some fuzzy math on that. He does have a daughter from an earlier relationship that they gave up for adoption.
Oh, that might be who I was thinking of.
He was 20 and he has that daughter, Allison. So, yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it on Netflix, there's a wonderful documentary. David Foster, did he produce it or whatever?
I think he produced it.
It really shows what a charming, wonderful, doting father and husband he's been time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking that he produced it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He doesn't talk about his divorce with Yolanda at all.
No. Ooh. Oh, we'll get to that. That's really...
Well, that wasn't a big part of his life. That doesn't make sense.
But the way we'll talk about it when we get to Yolanda. The way he phrased it cast a whole new, even more doubt on the Lyme disease.
But... Yeah. This is my thing with his first two eyes. Like, BJ, she sounds kind of like a broad. Like, she was like, she sounds kind of like ballsy and like a broad and everything like that. So I think she'll be like, she would be like fun, like almost Stevie Nicks-ish, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's what I envision her. Like, I feel like the first two wives we can put our kind of visions on, because Rebecca really don't know anything about her. I couldn't find much of anything at all. I found like one credit on IMDb and it still was like a mockumentary type of thing. Mm. Couldn't find a lot of pictures. So she'd be the one that we would really find out a lot of like information on, I think, she might be the boring, like the Portia, the boring one at her first season. And then we find out more about her. That's how I see Becky with the good hair. Let's see. But Linda Thompson is like one, She's been somebody I've been wanting to talk about since episode one, because she literally connects every single episode that we've had so far, and probably will connect every episode from then on, because Linda Thompson is like the most connected woman, I think, in Los Angeles, in Beverly.
Yeah, she is. We've always discussed about our ongoing obsession and connections through Faye Resnick, but she's right up there, if not even more so, because she actually married these guys. She didn't like buy blow off of them or anything.
She's the non-morally corrupt Faye Resnick of this, of this group. Or she's the LVP. Like, I think she's more like the LVP. Like, she's the queen bee of this one, because like she was married to him the longest.
She was married to him the longest. They worked together, so she walked away with rights to their music. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was a prenup. So she pretty much banked. She was there for the pinnacle of his career. Mm-hmm. Although David Foster would argue he's still climbing and he'll keep peaking.
Oh, of course.
But
well, they both share an Oscar nomination for I've Got Nothing from The Bodyguard. So, yeah.
The way I saw it described, it's so confusing to explain how Linda Thompson ties this whole world of our podcast together. But so I figured it out.
Okay.
From Twitter, whatevs. But Robert Kardashian dated Priscilla Presley, whom Priscilla Presley went on to marry Elvis, who dated Linda Thompson.
No, wait a minute. Elvis and Priscilla were married before she dated Robert Kardashian. So, like, So Priscilla Presley is the ex-wife of Elvis. And dated Robert Kardashian. But then Linda Thompson dated Elvis. And
Dated Elvis. And then Linda Thompson went on to marry Bruce Jenner, who has married Kris Kardashian. It's an incestuous circle of B-list glitz and glamour, that of the 1980s and 90s. It's just,
how dare you B-list? It's A-list. They're A-list.
Well, and then also, like, then you have Kendall. So Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid are BFFs. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, so Caitlyn, you know, Kendall's father, was married, and then Gigi's stepdad, David, were both married to Linda, as we see there. And what's interesting, something I heard is that when Linda was married to David, Bruce wasn't around very much. And that's a big complaint that Brody and Brandon have about that. But there's some stuff that Linda has said that I read. So this is allegedly that. So the reason that Linda and Caitlyn broke up is because as Bruce, he came out to her as being transgender, and she couldn't roll with it. She still loved him, but it was like, this isn't, she couldn't do it. She admits it. So, and talks about it. So David knew this about Bruce, and apparently he didn't really want Bruce around, around his house and around the kids. So that that colors things a bit too, of how much is it that your father's ignoring you, and how much is it also that your stepfather is kind of maybe putting his own morality spin. I no idea how David Foster feels about these things, so these are just allegedly, people don't at us. And
I was going to say, that makes sense too, because first I was going to say, well, whatever, maybe David is just doesn't want his wife's exes around,
but that's one thing,
not
apparently
true with Muhammad and Yolanda. Right. He met Yolanda through Muhammad, and they all remain good friends. Mm-hmm. So there was something about Bruce specifically that David was not comfortable with.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently Linda was happy that he married Kris, and was because she thought that perhaps Caitlyn had found happiness or like was able to live that lifestyle. Was able to live that life with Chris, but didn't know, you know, everything. Anyway.
I think we're all happy that she married Chris, because otherwise we would not have Kendall and Kylie.
No.
And they are God's gift. They really are.
Gosh.
Kendall's, I always hope to get them straightened out. Now we know, because Kylie is on TMZ every other day. And Kendall's actually the quiet one, but she's the good one of all the sisters. She's the prettiest. Mm-hmm. She's like the only one who doesn't live in Calabasas. She lives in Mulholland Estates with like a Paris Hilton and a Adrian Malouf and Charlie Sheen and stuff. Mm-hmm. But she's the only one who literally got out of the 91302, the 818. Everyone else lives in like walking distance of each other.
Would all these housewives need to like not live in the 818? Like maybe BJ lives in the 818, but the rest of them have to live like 310.
I did,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about BJ, and I'm like you said, she was kind of a broad, gutsy, and she was the starter wife, and he ditched her and went on to more and more. And you know, David Foster, he leaves you behind. When it's unpleasant, it's like you never existed. I was picturing her kind of like a, like in a dive bar in the valley, and like she has stories to tell. She's like one of those like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I wrote, you know. Go ahead.
Well, so I also had this thought of like the show. So it could be one of two ways. It could be like, as it is like current date. So he's, you know, is currently married to Catherine and everybody else is an ex. Or we could, if we want it, because this is a dream team and this is all fantasy, we could do it as if it was like running with concurrent relationships. So it's like, as if like it's the David Foster and BJ Cook marriage running concurrently with him being married to Rebecca Dyer, running concurrently to Linda, to Yolanda, to Catherine. And so they all talk about my David, and it's almost like it's a different David. It's a different guy.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of like wacky like that. You're almost like, I don't know. It's like an acid trip, but way more fun.
Well, it's really going to be mind bending. Is that I disagree that Linda is the LVP of the group. I think the LVP is actually his sixth wife, who has not been born yet. So it's really going to be mind bending when this all happens. He's going to be 90 years old, married to his 20-year-old sixth wife, and I'm going to love her. I don't know who she is, but I'm going to love her.
Do you think he'll meet her in his, because Catherine is pregnant with his sixth child, he'll meet his future wife in his sixth child preschool class?
Possibly.
The preschool mates?
Yes, I hope so.
One time warp crossover we have seen of his ex-wives is on Beverly Hills when they were married. You know, he was married to Yolanda, obviously. And they had Linda Thompson. I don't know if it was their party or if someone hosted a party and had Linda Thompson and Yolanda there, like a setup. But we get to see them cross paths. And then later on, Yolanda says to, I feel like it was Brandy Glanville, Linda had recently called David and said she still loved him and wish she hadn't divorced him, like she'd take him back.
Yolanda, Yolanda said that?
Yeah.
To David?
Yeah.
Oh
no, Yolanda said to Brandy that Linda Thompson had recently called David and said she still loved him and wished she could take him back. Oh. Yolanda and Linda Thompson don't like each other.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. This all happened on RHOBH.
Oh my gosh, dude. I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, she's, well, I don't know. They say, you know, love and hate is really close to each other, but like Linda like does not speak very well of David, like says that he's like controlling, you know, apparently he like hated anything having to do with Elvis. Like it was like weird. Like it was almost like he was jealous of a dead guy. Like, because that was her first love. And she talks about that Elvis was her first love. Apparently he took her virginity, like, and they still really, but she just couldn't be with him because of his drug addiction and everything.
Also, you have that he was her first love, and also he was the king of music. No matter how many hits David's produced, he'll never be Elvis Presley.
Right.
So that's like a double shadow. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Even Linda was with bad Elvis, like towards the end Elvis, but still he was Elvis. Like, I mean, David has what, 16, 17 Grammys, I think, but he's not Elvis.
No.
He'll never be Elvis.
No.
He really isn't a performer. He's a musician and a producer.
No.
And, he's a producer and an arranger. Like, and he's great. Like, I mean, he did that arrangement for The Bodyguard of, you know, I Will Always Love You. He did that whole, like, new arrangement with the quiet beginning and everything, which is just so iconic now, you know, and it's incredible. But, but like going through a lot of his music, I was like, oh, I don't listen to this stuff. Like besides like the songs from The Bodyguard and there's, it's the St. Elmo's Fire theme song. I was like, oh, I love that song.
John Parr? Are you talking about the instrumental St. Elmo's? Because there's also a song called St. Elmo's Fire theme. And I think it was John Parr. He was a pop singer who sang it.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But, he did the instrumental and I think, well, let me see, I'm looking it up right now. So I'm just like,
well, either way,
he wrote Man in Motion. Yeah. He wrote
it. That's the one. St. Elmo's Fire parentheses, Man in Motion.
Yeah.
Great song. Mm-hmm. If you look it up, very catchy.
And there's a few Chicago songs, but they're the Chicago songs, like if you're a diehard Chicago fan, like from like the 70s, like you'll hate me, but they're the Chicago Peter Cetera, like 80s love ballads. And I'm like, oh yeah, because I was a kid then. And I'm like, oh yeah, that song. Like,
well, you're speaking to a diehard Peter Cetera Chicago. I'm a fan of the entire catalog. So yes, I know their songs.
Yeah, that's why I did that pun during it, during my intro.
Yes.
Oh, you know, something else, since Real Housewives isn't the first reality show that David or his marriage has been featured on.
Nope.
We forgot to mention the masterpiece, Princes of Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was the tail end of his marriage to Linda Thompson. And it featured Brody. And I don't even know. They're all B's. What is the other guy?
Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon. And that, you saw the tail end of their marriage. I think after that season aired, they divorced.
See, that's why it would be funny to like to do this series as if they're all of his marriages are happening at the same time, that all these women are married to him at the same time, because like then you could have, you're watching, it would be very meta to have him filming like the Princess of Malibu and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or David Foster, you know, at this time. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like they're within there, or, and even like, oh, we're filming the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Yolanda on it, and then at the same time, the Real Housewives of David Foster, like she's got to film all this other stuff around it.
I need to be really kind of stoned to fully grasp it, but I get what you're saying. But you might be right. It might be the only way to truly capture this, because he doesn't speak to any of his exes. There's no, like, they're not working together. So you might have to use archival footage to piece them together.
Yeah. I mean, that would be why I would want a time machine. Not to fix the world, but to like, for the ultimate fantasy dream team or housewives shows. Like, that's what I would want to do.
And it'd be perfect that Sarah and Aaron, his two daughters from the second wife, whose name I can't recall.
Rebecca.
That their parody reality show, which is making fun of reality shows. If we're talking about it all the same time, is perfect. Because there's actual reality, joking reality. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
Well, and then you could see him at different stages being with babies, you know, with small children, because now he's going to have a new one in the spring. I mean, oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being a dad to an infant at 70?
Well, he's I think Tony Randall has the record. Wasn't Tony Randall like 92 when he had a son? Like, that's pretty impressive.
Probably.
Like, yeah.
At least you don't have to wait around for your inheritance too long.
I have to wonder, like, with so many ex-wives, granted, apparently he didn't pay out to a lot of them very much. Yeah. Like, I wonder how much.
Oh, I can tell you guys, David Foster currently, obviously he's richer than we are, but he's not loaded. He's kind of cash strapped, and that's why he's still always hustling. Mm. Besides the many ex-kids, he didn't have a prenup with Linda. And that was those were the earning days. And she did collaborate with him. She took a lot of money. And she didn't take, she was entitled to. But I mean, he walked away half his fortune gone. Yeah. And then with Yolanda, obviously he's still working a lot because he has to maintain his lifestyle. You know that magnificent home in Malibu they lived in on Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
They built that together, and the plot of land, which was extremely valuable. It was the best stretch of Malibu. She got that plot in her divorce settlement from Mohammed. She owned the land.
Oh.
It wasn't like, really? She had a decent settlement with, she got property and support from Mohammed. Yeah, that property was hers, and then they built the house together on it. So it wasn't like David just bankrolled Yolanda completely.
Wow.
And you know, when they broke up, you saw they sold the house right away and they both downsized the condos. And there was a fight over, he wanted her to move out of his condo because he needed a place to live. Obviously, there were budget issues. So Catherine McPhee's pretty successful-ish, I guess. And yeah, she's not just kept because he's not like worth like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. The ultimate end game here is when David and Catherine have to move in like to Brody's guest house. That's going to be amazing. I don't even know where Brody lives, but it's going to be his guest house. Maybe like above the garage. I don't know.
Doesn't he have a place in Malibu? Like, that's from, yeah, like, what I saw from the hills the last season.
Yeah, it's like a surf shack. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty cool. It looks like a pretty large piece of land up in the like canyons. But it's kind of like a shacky house, but plenty of room to build for, I was going to say Grandpa David. I don't even know what he is.
He's step-granddad to, I guess.
Who knows? Foster is everything to everyone.
Yeah. The connections are insane. Like you said, the connections to every episode we've done already.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. And so then it's like his wives, because, well, Linda's very good friends with Chris Kardashian, though, still. Like, yeah, they're still friends. So, you know, you've got all of that.
And you guys know Linda Thompson, if you don't know her face, as soon as you see it, you will, because she's been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as a friend of since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much recently, but back in like the Taylor Armstrong days, the very OG cast, she'd make appearances all the time. They really move in the same circles.
Yeah, she's all of that. Like, I wonder, what if there was like a crossover with the Real Housewives of Scientology and like Linda and Lisa Marie met up one time?
Well, I could make a very roundabout way. So Sarah Foster, like I said, host of ETN MTV, replaced by Maria Menounos, who hosted ETN MTV. Maria Menounos, in very large air quotes, wink, wink, dated Derek Huff for a while. Derek Huff, Julianne Huff, Julianne Huff was in Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise. Boom, there's your Scientology.
It
was like six degrees of Scientology right there. And I got to throw in a dig about Derek Huff. It was perfect.
Do you like throwing digs at Derek Huff?
I do all the time because I used to work with Ryan Seacrest, and that's the joke right there. I won't say
were they, wait.
Allegedly, I won't say more.
Wait. So David, Ryan... So wait, Ryan Seacrest wasn't dating Julianne? He was No. Brother?
No.
No.
Oh.
Allegedly, but no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll assume it's true, allegedly, because that's where my mind wanders.
So. Yeah. Well, I won't say more, but Maria Menounos was in a very long-term relationship that was unrelated to Derek Hough. More than that.
Also, like, Catherine McPhee was on American Idol, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my God.
Got that connection too. Yeah. And David and Catherine originally met on American Idol that season 5, when she was a contestant, because he was a mentor then. Apparently sparks did not fly in that way. Mm. Like they did. It wasn't until years later. And I kind of believe him on that. Like, it doesn't seem like, you know, he's okay. So like, this is the thing. He is a typical, for everybody who loves astrology like me, he's a typical like Scorpio guy. Like if you want to just do like a blanket thing of like Scorpio men, like that's what he is. Apparently, like he is he's got excessive jealousy, inability to forgive, intense, competitive, highly sexual, poetic, and brooding. That's just little words there for him. And I was like, you know what? That kind of like sounds right. But also like falls in love very quickly and and is like full in. But when he's out, he's out.
Yeah.
Like, and so I think that's the thing. So I don't think he would ever necessarily like have cheated on anybody, but it's more like when he falls out of love with you, he's out of love with you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Okay. It's
he said in his, he said in the Netflix thing, like, and he took the blame for it. He said when he's done, he's like done. He's on to the next. Doesn't look back.
Wow.
Can we talk about from that what he implied, since I'm sure all of you are Real Housewives fans, and Yolanda?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said regarding Yolanda and their breakup, he would have because you know the rumor was he ditched her because she was sick with Lyme disease. He said he's a gentleman. He would have never left a sick Yolanda. He would have never left Yolanda sick. And he'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I think we can put two in together. He thought, I mean, I always thought on the show it was a little amped up, a little storyline-ish. Allegedly, I don't want the GGs and Bellas to sue me, but
honestly, whenever you say allegedly, you're fine. It's fine. You can't be sued if you say allegedly.
Yeah. That's why we're saying allegedly a lot.
A lot.
But I mean, well, yeah, that really. And I remember when the Netflix special came up, then that was out a lot, that he kind of is like insinuating that the whole Munchausen story on Beverly Hills that season might have been true, and so. I mean, but it's so funny how, and then this past season, Lisa Rinna brought up the Munchausen storyline because she was like, I ain't going to get brought into this whole Brandy Denise thing because of Munchausen. But yet at the same time, at the end of the season, everybody, it was like, are you on Rinna's side or are you on Denise's side? And I was like, how did Rinna get into the middle of this? Because she was like definitely trying to stay out of it. She was just like, tell the truth. Trying to figure that shit out. Obviously, I'm Team Brandy, so.
Team Brandy?
I'm Team Brandy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well. I'm Team Brandy. Like,
Just
let it all
out. How are we going to get Faye Resnick into this? What are we doing here?
Linda Thompson.
Oh,
cross paths.
Oh, those two are cut from the
same. Oh, dude. They're probably like at every, you know, charity fundraiser together with Chris. And with you know, Kathy, they're everywhere together. And you know that, like, you know, probably Faye knows every great place in Mohammed Hadid's home to do blow.
The crazy, like, I love reading stories about Mohammed's, like, that house that he's getting sued for endlessly. Like, it's, I think they keep referring to it as, like, the Star Trek house. Mm-hmm. Because it's cost like hundreds of millions of dollars and it's falling off the side of the hill.
It's been ordered to be on demolished.
Because the neighbors below think the house is going to fall on them, which I think is hysterical.
Dude, of course, it's the most obvious connection. Of course, Faye and Linda know each other.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah. It's all through Chris.
Faye is Chris's best friend, and Linda was married to
It all ties together. Absolutely.
By the end of the season, it's all going to tie together like the end of Usual Suspects when everything on the wall tied together. It's exactly like at the end, we're going to figure out who Kaiser Soze is, and it's absolutely going to be Faye Resnick. 100% going to be Faye Resnick.
It absolutely is. Well, and then also, like, you, like, so, and then also, Chris was stepmother to Brody and Brandon, you know, for so many years too. So sorry, that just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, how does everybody fit together again? Wait, yeah.
Linda and Faye Resnick are connected by Chris Jenner. Linda and Chris were friends and married to Bruce. And Faye Resnick is Chris's best friend.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. I want to know, like, if any listeners, like, know more about David's first two wives, you know, Rebecca or BJ, like, definitely send us information.
Or if his first two wives are listening and they want their side of the story told.
How would you want to be on Housewives, Real Housewives of David Foster? Like, what era of your life would you like to have on Real Housewives of David Foster?
I'm a little concerned, though, when I made the comment earlier about how David and Catherine are going to live in Brody's guest house, because then I'm worried about where Misha's going to live, because I think Misha's already living in his guest house.
Oh, is she really?
I don't know, but I assume so.
Seems like a right place. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Brody's definitely desperate for the Hills to start shooting again, apparently. Like, he's been yelling at people that they should just move it up to Montana and start shooting. And you're like, that kind of defeats the whole purpose.
He's probably not as worried as Spencer and Heidi are, though. They are probably more concerned about shooting.
I don't know. Spencer has a crystal empire that he's running.
Okay.
Everybody's shopping from home and buying stuff. People who can afford it are buying needlessly, like, shit at home. So
that actually makes sense.
Yeah, and rich people like to buy a lot of crystals, and they got money.
That is true.
Look, a diamond is honestly worthless. It is only what somebody tells you it's worth. They're just crystals. So there we go.
You're ruining the whole.
De Beers is like, she will never get a diamond.
Yeah. Oh.
Come at me, De Beers. Come at me.
No, Stacey, allegedly, diamonds are worth nothing. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Our housewives hold diamonds. What would Beverly Hills, they hold diamonds as their token. What do you think David Foster's ex?
Grammys.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. All whole Grammys.
I mean, that's so good.
Linda holds two because she has her own, you know? Mm-hmm. One is David's, one is hers. You know?
What's most amazing to me is that he's won the, like I said, 16 or 17, but he was nominated for 47. Mm-hmm. That's really impressive. Yeah. Though the most impressive thing when I was looking him up about David Foster, and I'll love him forever, is that he composed the theme to the Winter Olympics in 1988 in Calgary, Canada. The name of the song is Winter Games, and it is also the song that's played during the waterfall show or the fountain show at the Bellagio in Vegas.
Oh, then he's making a lot of money on that.
I would assume so, but if he's broke, probably not.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe Linda's getting all that money.
He's not broke.
But he's just not as, like, that house with Yolanda that they had. That was like a tycoon's house. They were living like.
He just needs Celine Dion to have some new hits. Yeah. That's what he needs. Like, he's written a lot of music for Celine Dion. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, Celine doesn't need Celine new songs to be written. So
I know.
She's fine.
We all know that. He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But see, that's the thing. Catherine could, like, we could see the progression because we have no idea. Like, this relationship is very new. So that's why, like, this, like, watching you know, Catherine in this marriage. She's been married before, so she knows a little bit what marriage is.
She was
another older man.
So yeah.
Yeah.
She has a type.
Yeah. But like, we'll see her and said, like, maybe, you know, maybe in that sense, she might finally be the muse that he's always been looking for. Like, maybe he's finally realized that he doesn't need like a housewife per se, but he needs a muse. He needs somebody who will sing the songs. Like, Linda wouldn't sing the songs that he wrote. Like, no. She would write with him, but Catherine probably, I mean, I don't know if she's much of a songwriter, but she's a great singer. So, you know, who knows?
Well, I wish the best for them, and I hope that they last. But knowing David's history, the writing's on the wall, Catherine. So get what you can get and get out.
Hope she got a good prenup.
Well, she's got the baby's a good start. The baby is always a good start.
Yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, maybe if this, you know, this podcast reaches enough people, maybe we can get Smash back on the air, because Smash was a great show.
Oh man,
love that show.
You watched every episode, didn't you?
Of course I did. Maybe. Do you know me at all? Do you know me at all?
Maybe like, you know, four times over.
I have it on right now in the background.
Maybe Catherine McPhee always has Smash on in the background of every one of her scenes at home. That would be
of
great.
Of course she does. Every room in whatever house they live in. There's a Smash something in the background.
Yep, exactly. It's like, you know, it's like conservatives right now have Fox News, liberals have CNN, Catherine McPhee has Smash. Like, that's what we got going on. I think, dude, I think it would just be like super interesting. I just want to like really. I would love to just see all of them interact. Oh yeah. And to like see like Linda and Yolanda, like not get along like that, those like cat fights, and like maybe Linda sometimes makes fun of Yolanda's broken English, you know, cause you know, Yolanda, you know, she messes up American metaphors and stuff like that, which I don't hold against her, but I could see if she and Linda do not get along, like is alleged, like they would probably use that against each other. Like they, Yolanda would be like, poor me, Linda treats me so badly, she makes fun of my English. And Linda would be like, she's been here how long? Like, you know, she would, I don't know. This is all, we're just trying to come up with
ideas.
You
know, that could happen too, because also, you know, despite Yolanda's occasional broken English, she is an absolute, she can be a bitch. Like, I've heard stories of how she, like, I could see her coming for, Brody, like, well, my daughters are blah blah, and you, who is Brody Jenner in this world? He is no one. Like, I heard what she said once to Kyle about it was
she about one of her daughters drinking, right? Like drinking and driving or something like that. There was something on the
show. Oh yeah, Bella got a DUI on the show.
That's right, but and then
no. Yeah. But Yolanda, I mean, is very proud of her daughters and will put other stage moms' kids down in a dismissive way. Like, my daughters are models. They're not porn stars like this, you know. Like, so I could see that. Or my daughters are models. They're not Brody Jenner, you know. They're not begging for screen time on the hills.
That would be such a fight. Oh my gosh, that would be an Amsterdam like dinner again.
Yeah.
Linda would definitely smash a wine glass. Like, BJ would probably stand up and get ready to fight too, but doesn't know who she's fighting yet. And Rebecca, we don't know much about her, so she'd probably run off a la Kyle. Like, I think every episode from now on, we have to define what the Amsterdam dinner fight is going to be like. And everything like that.
Was Linda Thompson at the dinner party from Hell?
No.
She's a very Malibu.
Yeah. But
No, she wasn't. We would remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't remember. So.
But we can only imagine that she and Elvis absolutely had some dinner fights from Hell.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh my God. That Elvis in his later years, that is a show I would watch. Absolutely.
Those were his best days. He looked his finest. He really put on.
Oh, he looked fin. Oh, by the end, he was fin. Looked fantastic. Absolutely. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago was the 40th anniversary of his passing. So
yeah.
Sad. Dude, it's been that many years. Okay. Well, y'all, we gotta wrap this up. But you're gonna get more. Remember, guys, you can always like DM us, email us, like let us know your thoughts if you've got any ideas. If you wanna if you are Rebecca or BJ, you wanna get on the podcast or let us know your half so we can add it. We will do it.
Please do.
Yes, please do. You can always follow me on any of the social medias, real Stacey Connor. That's StacyConner. Nathan, where can they follow you?
On Twitter, it's Nathan Winston 18, very regal. And on Instagram, it's Nate Dog 2 G's 818.
That's, I think you're from the Valley.
No, it's my it's my birthday.
Oh,
I'm August 18th is my birthday. I've been using 818 on all of my tags forever, and people are like, "Oh, cause the Valley." I'm like, "No, it's my birthday." Damn it, God, the 818 has killed me.
Like I've never been a Valley boy. And Jordan, where do you want people to reach you right now?
You guys can just Google me. Just look up, you know, Jordan R. Myers, Lee Radswell, Dom Gunvalson, Kiki and Kibbett.
Yeah, it's all over.
If you want to go down to the public records office and look up any lawsuits that have been posed recently by Linda Thompson, by any number of people, just he'll be the defendant. He'll be the defendant.
Evelyn Cohen, probably. Someone coming up soon.
Early Hanukkah gift.
Well, guys, remember to go on to Apple Podcasts and rate Kiki and Kibitz 5 stars. You know you want to. You know you love it. And if you feel like taking the extra 5 minutes, you can leave us a fun review. And if you give us a good housewives tag, like any housewives, but a housewives tag, especially like from a recent episode, you got an idea, put it in your review and we might read it in a future episode. In fact, I tell you what, we will read it in a future episode because we don't have any right now. So put those in those reviews or DM us. If you don't want to put in a review, DM us one and we'll go ahead and do it because we like that. Reach out to us and guys, have a great week. I'm sure I will not talk to you at all in the middle of the week. No, we won't talk like 15 times a day at all. So,
I hope not.
I hope not either. I'm really tired of it.
Yeah. She's a total David Fostering us. She's a beyond to another podcast in like 2 weeks. She'll Absolutely. Pretend we never existed.
That's kind of my MO, and Nate actually knows that.
I do.
It's really every 2 years, so let's get your most out of me as you can. All right, guys? All right, everybody have a great week. Stay safe out there, and we will see you next Friday.